you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We love you, we love you, we love you. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? We are here to share your message to the world. I mean, whatever your message is, what's burning inside, what's your testimony, what you have written, what publications, the things that actually make you smile. You know, your purpose is not just for you, it's for everybody else. It's like to uplift other people, to motivate and inspire them. And you're going to educate them as well that we all can make wise decisions. We just love you, love you, love you. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. I am amazed, and I am so excited to be here with you. You know what I do? I motivate people, and I'm an author. I'm a publisher. I just like doing the doggone thing, as they say. You know, we have an awesome, awesome guest with us today. She is a world changer. She's a mover and a shaker. She is the one that you need to be connected with because she actually is truly impacting other people's lives. We actually, what we'll do is we're going to play a couple of our advertising information right now, and then we're going to come back. We have the awesome, awesome, awesome. We have the world changer. She's motivating and changing people's lives. We have Colina Brown with us today, and we're going to make sure you stay tuned because you don't want to miss this awesome information that this young lady is impacting people's lives every day. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires in Training Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
We're back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sun. I want to let you guys know, a lot of people say they didn't know that Good Deeds actually is part of other platforms. Yes, I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and what I do is I'm the platform builder. I specialize in multimedia exposure for your business, for your products, for the things that you're doing, for your purpose and the destiny that you're in. We do that through several different ways. Of course, through the Good Deeds Radio, the Good Deeds TV show. We have webinars. We have telesummits. We have live events. We actually are helping people and impacting people every day. And me, myself, I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author. I'm a publisher. And, you know, if you want to know more information about us, please go to www.reneesunday.com. Now, if you want to advertise with us, if you want to be a sponsor, or if you want to actually sponsor the show itself, that you get the rights of sponsoring one of Good Deeds and one of the platform builders' platforms, that information is there as well at www.reneesunday.com. Now, what we're going to do is I actually have a song that I really, really like. And what we're going to do is we're going to introduce our wonderful guest that's here, and then we're going to play just a snippet of that song, and you know what it is, But God by Isaac Curry. But we want to welcome our special guest, Miss Colina Brown. Are you there?
Yes, thank you.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Deeds. And we don't take it for granted. We just thank you so much for being here with us. And what we were talking about, what we're going to do just briefly, because someone told me that they really needed to hear this song, Miss Brown. So we're going to do just a little snippet of it, and then we're going to come back and we're going to learn all the awesome things that you're doing, that you're impacting people's lives every day. And you guys, you know what the song is. It's But God by Isaac Curry. We're just going to listen to a little bit of that, and we'll be back and we'll find out all the awesome things that's going on in Colina Brown's life. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell him about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in midday,
yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Me one good reason why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, I see.
That pastor did you pass last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave. Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your neighbor. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank God.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said in the day,
then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life,
yeah. Nobody.
Back, that's just a song right there. It's a young lady said she really needs to hear that song, and so we actually had to play. That's one of my favorites. So, because no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, I know what you're going through is a rough one. You've never been there before, but guess what? God will take care of you. God will make a way. Everything is going to be all right. We are back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We have an awesome world changer with us, Ms. Koina Brown. We want to actually start off because you do so many wonderful things. Please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Hey, thank you, first of all, for having me. I do appreciate that. I am a licensed professional counselor, licensed by the state of Georgia. So that's credentially who I am. And for me, what I do is why I was sent to the planet. What I do is I stand in the gap. I stand and I say, if you want help, here am I. I work with the community. I want to be an active part of the voice that demystifies mental health in our community. So that covers an array. It covers a gamut. I want to be active in the conversation that helps us begin to understand that mental health is not a negative stigma, that when we are mentally unbalanced, that it covers our life most times in totality. I want us to begin to be able to recognize the very early signs of what could possibly be mental instability. And then I want us to begin to understand that they are methods that can help stabilize us. So in a nutshell, I am standing in the gap and I'm saying, if you need help, here I am.
I love it. I love it. Because you know what I believe is a lot of people, not just the young people, but a lot of people on earth right now, they have lost hope. They actually have lost hope because they look in it, and, you know, I'm part of the concern, media. Media has put so many negative things out there. That's why we try to, our goal and our mission here at Good Deeds is to do positive things, to encourage people, motivate them, and, you know, so we all can make wise decisions. But you can't go by what it looks like. We know that. But, Kumina, I want to ask you this. Because I'm so glad that you're doing this because, also I'm an anesthesiologist. So I actually see a lot of dynamics that can go on, before surgery, after surgery, even during surgery in regards of mental concerns. But that's what I want to ask because I don't have kids myself, but I love young people. I love the millennials. I love the young people. You know, it's so much going on with our kids right now. I mean, where should we start? My mom always said, and my parents always said, you know, it starts at home. She said, I'm not going to let the people raise my child at school. But, okay, what can we do to help our young people that they actually can, you know, have a positive state of mind? Because, you know, the mind starts everything. Any ideas of what we can do in our own backyard to help our young people?
Oh, absolutely. And I do agree with your mom that it all starts at home. So when you think about the origins of how we all are, everyone starts off as a baby. So my question is always, when I'm talking to someone who may be in a very unbalanced state, my question is always, what happened to that baby? Because when we go into a family, oftentimes parents are unaware of child development, brain development, age-appropriate behavior, age-appropriate responses for parents even. So I think the easiest answer would be educating parents on what it looks like psychologically, emotionally, and mentally during the developmental stages so that they could be a much more healthier support for their children. Because parents, and I do have two daughters, absolutely every healthy parent is doing the best he or she can do for their children. And the key term to that is healthy. So we want our parents to become more healthy emotionally and psychologically, and more informed so that when they are interacting with the infant, the child in the womb, the child at 2 years old and moving toward every stage that that child, because we all have gone through the exact same stages, so that now we become more informed as to what is an appropriate expectation of that child's behavior. How do we then support them in that direction? What are the most healthiest? And I'm making a stop here. I'm not saying right, and I'm not saying wrong. What I'm saying is healthy and unhealthy. What is a healthy response to a child that might not be behaving in the way that a parent would want them? So that's the answer. Let's educate parents so that the child could have the healthiest start possible.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That was like we say at church, that was a lot of meat there. But that's absolutely right with what you're saying, because I know when I was a child and I look at my niece and nephew as my closest example, you know, whatever our parents did, we tried to do it. And that's what we do. The kids do whatever they see you doing. I mean, even I notice I comb my hair like my mom does. And kids gonna do exactly what you do. And kids do like discipline. I know yeah. we, you know, my mom, they didn't spare the rod, but, you know, the kids do like discipline. They, because they look at you when they pulling the curtain down, you know, they look at you, so they know that they're doing something, but we have to be that parent to step in and say, okay, you know, that's not right. We shouldn't do that. But, you know, because people always ask me this as well, because, and you know, I don't keep it a secret, Karina, that I actually grew up in poverty. But what's your take on that? Because I think God has really blessed me in the things that I do, and I'm a big community person as well, to give back and bring somebody on with me, not, you know, and then go back too and get more and more people. But
right.
How much are we saying that the environment plays in what we see society is?
Okay, as it relates to poverty or non-poverty, I think that the amount of money you have doesn't necessarily, or resources doesn't necessarily dictate. Again, I say it's the information you have. I think that you'll be hard-pressed if you go back 50, 60 years to find a group of African Americans that didn't necessarily come from less means and less resources that's even common today. So for me, it still goes back to understanding. You live what you learn, and you learn what you live. So with the least amount, I didn't know that we didn't have money till I left home and started interacting with other people, and I was like, oh, okay. Because we, you know, it wasn't a part of my consciousness while it was happening. I knew that no meant no. I never asked why, because most of the time no meant no because we didn't have any more, you see. So it goes to the same understanding. And I tell parents and I tell audience a lot, you can look at a kid that had too much and a kid that didn't have enough. And those behaviors, if they're not managed properly in a healthy way, the behavior looks about the same. Because the kid who didn't have too much, if that wasn't managed properly, then he's angry, so he wants more than he should have, so he may take yours. The kid who didn't have enough would be angry and want to take yours if that's not managed correctly. And the kid who had too much, then he has no respect of anything, so he doesn't care about your property either. He doesn't care. He's used to having so much that he just destroys everything that he has. So you see a very similar pattern. So what we're looking for is the understanding of what balance looks like. Either side of the spectrum is very unhealthy, maladaptive, and non-productive.
Wow. I did some good stuff. I'm enjoying this because, I mean, you know, we always see, you know, no offense to politicians, we love them. But, you know, a lot of the on the local level, they're saying, well, we need to get out and do stuff. But they need to just come and sit in at your feet, if you will, because this is some tangible stuff that we can do on a daily basis.
Yes.
Because yes. I know it does start at home. Yes, yes. But we actually need to be a community. It does take the whole village. It does take
Absolutely. Everybody
to give a helping hand. Because some kids, I mean, you know, I never knew that we didn't have money. Actually, somebody had to tell me in the 11th grade that I lived in the hood, if you will. You know, that's a little slang word we use. But my parents, we had a solid foundation. I went to church. My mom and dad always said I was beautiful, uniquely made, and I can do whatever I put my mind to. But we need to be that part of that village like you're doing so wonderfully. It's helping out our fellow man. And I want to segue that to ask you, because you are a world changer. You are out there in the community. But tell us a little bit more, if you will, of the actual, you know, services that we need to, you know, help you with and get the word out that we actually can help a major change in our community to help people. Because some people that have concerns mentally, they don't know they have that, number one. And number two, they don't know what resources to, you know, to reach out and take advantage of.
Okay. Well, Dr. Sunday, I absolutely want to say again, psychoeducation, having forums much like you are offering so that people can begin to hear and demystify. I do family counseling. I do individual counseling. I do group counseling. And I do relationship interactions. Because I tell people all the time, I don't do couples counseling. I don't do marriage counseling. Because I want to change that whole mindset and that piece. Because when people have already decided they're going to get married, it's too late for the counseling. Because it's going to be hard for you not to hear what the therapist is saying if the therapist feels that there's something that should be changed in that union. So it's an understanding that there is a method that can help us, and we want to get it to be more proactive, meaning before something happens, in the prevention stage. Again, before something happens, rather than being intervention, going in to intervene once something has already happened. So if we can begin to look at the fact that we need to have this in preschool, have the children and the parents realizing that this is a support. This is a place where I can go and talk with someone about my 2-year-old, my 3-year-old, so that I can have the skills that by the time they're 8, 10, definitely adolescents, we have created a very healthy, cohesive relationship where there's mutual trust and respect. And that's those things are taught. And I always work hard to tell people in my world and how I do therapy that there's a differentiation between disciplining a child, which that means to teach, then punishing. You punish criminals. We want to discipline our children, which means we're teaching them. Teach them in the way that you would have them to be. Now, the key to that for me is you first have to be clear that you understand the way that you would have them to be. And the way that you become closer to that healthy understanding of that is that you as the parent, you have learned something about child development, brain development, gender development. You know, you could have 5 kids and you have 5 different personalities. One brush does not stroke the entire family. And that's very difficult sometimes because when you have multiple children, it is just that much more difficult to be that healthy parent in 5 different ways. However, let's at least begin to understand that. Even if you have twins, that's 2 totally different personalities.
That is powerful, the way you said that, because I can remember, well, it was 3 of us, but, you know, we were, my mom said we were all totally different. My sister was the quiet one, then I was kind of loud, and then my, you know, boys are totally, you know, different from girls. So you're right. You're absolutely right. And you know how the middle child was always the one that, you know, bossy. So that was me. But I agree with what you're saying. It's amazing. And, you know, I've actually heard this as well, and I know you may have heard this information. I've met a couple of ladies, actually within the last couple of months, that have twins. You know, when we were growing up, they would have them dressed alike and the name kind of rhymes and stuff. But the thing that psychologists are suggesting, this lady informed me, is to make them have totally different names, not a rhyme, and dress them as their personality. Don't make them have the same this, same that, because their personalities are different. So I think
Absolutely.
That's a great thing to do.
Absolutely. And that's in the same vein of, as a community, we are beginning to understand, and the earlier we understand, the less we damage our children. Because again, parents are innocent because they don't know. So there's no intent. There's no malice. However, there's damage yet the same. So if we want to decrease the damage of innocent parents, let's educate them. And I think that's a very good example of exactly what I'm talking about.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Because I think I heard him. I can't remember, was it T.D. Jakes? I think he said that's one thing. It's no, and just like marriage as well, it's no playbook. It's no playbook of how to raise our children. So, we, you know, the parents, they did the best they could. I mean, because, you know, a lot of days there's a lot of kids having kids or people that, not kids, but maturely. They mature. They not mature. So we actually have to come together, like you're saying, as a community to help everybody. And, of course, you know, I have to say this, no room for judgment. Because
not at all.
The old people say, what you doing something. So,
and that's a very good point, because what I always remind parents is that when you are taking on the responsibility of having a child, then it is to that responsibility that I'm talking. And if you hear me say parents are bad, parents are wrong, parents are at fault, then you're not hearing me, because that's not what I'm saying. And I work very hard to be clear on that, because oftentimes people hear judgment when no judgment sit. So I'm very responsible for what I say, and I work very hard to say it in a way that once it reaches your ear, you actually hear what I'm saying. So I oftentimes repeat that. Parents are not bad. Parents are not at fault. Parents are not wrong. Parents are not guilty. Parents should never be ashamed. However, if you've taken on the responsibility to give birth, raise a child, then it is to that responsibility that I'm talking. And I say you should be responsible enough to want to educate yourself. There's no law. No. However, as we look at the complexion of our community, let's take a couple of steps back and say, what can we do to change this? This is not the direction we want to go in. And then I stand in the gap and I say, let's educate ourselves. And you're right, there's no book, there's no one answer. However, if you have the understanding and the education and the experiences, you increase the chances of a healthy outcome. You don't hear me say perfect, because I'm not saying perfect. What I'm saying is, let's be informed enough that we increase the chances of our communities, well, let's first, our homes, which then spills out into our communities, becoming healthier, because the children, the people that leave the home are healthier from the beginning. And there are structured ways. There's evidence-based ways. There's several different ways, and all the different ways will find itself with people's personality, because one family, this system might work for them, and the other family may need something totally different. And believe me, there is enough information and enough variety out there that parents will find something that speaks to them that will then support them to become healthier parents.
Amen. I love that. I have to give you your props. Your voice is so peaceful and pleasant. You're in the right purpose. I thank you for being in your purpose, because you make things so simple, and I commend you for that, because that's a heavy subject. Some people avoid it, but we actually have to do what you're doing, put a step-by-step process so we can actually help. We got to help. Just like you say, we got to help the community and just, you know, we got to help each other. It's been time out, or you know, it's all about me, but because it's not. We're about helping each other that we can actually, as you said so wonderfully, what's happening in our home can stem over to the community and it actually in your business, you know, because what you do at home will stem over to your business and vice versa. Oh,
It is, it's really, it is the same thing that we say. Everything comes back to you. It, we live in a circular world. So it's never been them. It has always been us. And so if we live in that us, then we then say, what am I doing to contribute? Let me look at what my position in this community is. And so that's, again, part of my passion, my desire. And I absolutely positively live this because I've been to therapy. I'm still in therapy. Therapy to me is like going to the dentist. I go for the maintenance. I want to keep my teeth. So I don't see me ever getting to the place where I won't ever go back. I might not go every day. I might not go every month. But I know that there's a certain point where I need to go back and see my dentist. And that's the same way I see about my therapist. There is a time when I was like, you know what, let me go check in. And that's my message to every and anyone who is concerned about looking at their lives and they're seeing unhealthy patterns. Let's begin. You know, and I give thanks to God every day because I believe that God put therapy in my life to help me be balanced so that I can be in the gap and help anyone else who desires to be balanced. And I give God thanks for that as I give God thanks for my breath because I can't control that either. You see, so there's a space in which we begin to understand God's blessings, and then you have to use them. You know, a blessing that's sitting on the table is not being used. We got to look at what God gives us, we got to pick it up, and we got to use it.
I love it, love it, love it. You're just so amazing. You know, time goes by so quickly here. Oh, Lord, I'm just really, ooh, I'm all on the floor and everything. I'm enjoying this. but please, please tell us how we can contact you, how we can support you on social media, and just be a part of the movement forward to help you in the things that you're doing, because this is truly impacting other people's lives. Because, you know, I always say, and I think I got it from a minister, I can't think of his name now, but whatever's going on between your two ears, it functions and it tells the body what to do. So if we get our mind on a positive state, that we continue to flow in positivity, the body will follow. So please, please tell us how, because we need to stay connected. And I have to, you know, and I have to say this publicly. You're here in the same city I am, so we have no excuse not to connect.
Well, I absolutely am open to that because I understand that there is absolute power in numbers. I absolutely am willing. I'm going into, I say this a little softer, close to 40 years of doing it. And every day I get up and I say, okay, God, let's go. Because I am clear this is why I was sent. My 800 number is 888-686-5010. And that's anywhere in the world. And I can be reached by that number. My name is Colena, C-O-L-E-N-A, and that's what everybody calls me, Colena. My website, R-W-M, R as in realizing, W as in what, M as in matters. That's the name of my company, Realizing What Matters. So it's R-W-M. Services with an S .com, and that is my website. So, and that's where you can find me.
Oh, wow, I love it. I love it. I like that concept. I love it. we just helping the masses. That's just amazing. But Kalina Brown, we really do thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us in Good Deeds. And again, I want to reach out and let you know if you need us for anything, you please do that. Don't hesitate to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And again, thank you so much for having me, and absolutely be blessed.
Amen, amen. You know, you guys, oh, Lord, I had an awesome time. I know we've taken a lot of notes and a lot of information. Please connect. I mean, you know, we all, you know, like she said, I love how she said it, that we need to be in counseling. We actually, it's okay to be in counseling, that we actually need to do it just like we're going to the dentist, like we're doing a checkup. That is just so powerful. You know how to contact us. You know, like us on our business pages, our Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. You know how to contact us, www.reneesunday.com. All the social media links are there. You know, if you need us, please give us a call. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.